Dear Ajahn, your morning talk was so inspiring. Yeah, I agree with that. Thank you very much. You have great discernment. Why not, if somebody praises you, accept it? Because look, if I had said, that morning talk was so inspiring, well, what I'm saying is you're wrong. That's really sort of disrespectful to the person who wrote this. They said the morning talk was so inspiring, I actually happen to agree with you. Yeah, you have great discernment. I thought, finally, I understood it all. But. Why do we have these but words? That's the worst word in the whole English language, but. Whoever invented that word, you know, has really made a lot of mess in their life. Bad karma. Anyway, this morning talk was so inspiring, I thought, finally, I understood all. But, of course, when I sat down to meditate, nothing changed. Exactly. Nothing changes. There's nothing there. So you actually saw it, but you didn't understand it. You sat down to meditate, nothing changed. It was right in front of you. Nothing is supposed to change. Leave it alone. My mind was still running away, as if saying, you won't trick me. It's not your mind. It's somebody else's mind. Look, in this retreat, please lose your mind. Nothing to do with me. Go off, you do whatever you want. I'm going to be here and enjoy myself. So, my swanning way is just saying, you won't trick me. You pretend to be different, but I know it's only a trick. I can show acts of kindness, asking my body how it feels, asking my mind what it wants, but how long does it take to convince it that I don't want to control it? And if I don't control it and thought to keep coming, I don't chase them anyway, what if they keep coming forever like they always did? Paranoid. Ah, come on, look, this works. So just shut up. Don't think so much. Just do it. That's the problem. So after a while, what happens? When you stop controlling, the mind is so lovely and peaceful. And you do that enough times and it gives you confidence. Oh, I can let go and everything is fine. I love telling the story of the doctors in Jerusalem. And if you don't believe me, when I go to monastery tomorrow, I've got the paper, the article, you know, in my room somewhere, if I can find it amongst everything else. And they went on strike for about 4 weeks, the doctors in Jerusalem. And in those 4 weeks, the death rate plummeted. Not so many people died when the doctors weren't on the job. What does that tell you? Doctors are a danger for health. Oops, I think there's a doctor here somewhere. So. But it was fascinating. You know, when you let things go and you stop worrying about things, things go perfectly well. So your job is just to relax. Stop worrying about things. And everything just goes so peacefully and so beautifully. You try and control things and you mess it all up. Does standing still count as